It's time to get up. Get up, get up. Wake up in the morning with Martin Bester.
It's a classic. It's a classic. I mean, maar ek moet nou ook nou getuig en eerlik wees, ek het nou die hand op noot vir noot, het ek het verkeerd gekry. Ek het eerlik waar gedink en ek vra om verskoning op hierdie publieke platform. Ek het gedink al die eerste skryf deur Koos Doep en Koos Kombuis het hom gecover. Rookie mistake.
Het jy nie gedink André Latoy is talentvol genoeg om het te doen nie?
Absoluut. Maar in die ingewing van die oomblik, as jy op TV is en jy staan noot vir noot en Johan Stemmet staan voor jou, and it's all just too real.
En jy wil nie jou naam poep maak nie.
Maak jy naam poep. Maak jy dit. Weet jy, Alma en Liesel, it's just, it's great proof that I'm only human and I don't know everything.
Which Beloofe?
I think that you guys should just appreciate that vulnerable moment on SABC TV.
I'm going to save that clip.
All right, so just have it there. And it's to this point, the fact that I don't know everything.
What?
That I know. What? Shut up.
22 minutes past 6 on the 12th of April. It is Jacob Zuma's birthday, so anything is possible.
Why would you throw that in there? Wow. It's to this point that we've invited Cassidy onto the show. Cassidy, how nice to meet you in person. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Very well, thanks. We love hearing from you in the morning.
Thank you.
I just love it. And adults, you know, adults often pretend like they know everything. They don't know everything. But unfortunately, they get put in positions of power because they're adults. Where I think the kids should often, they should have like a kids panel. You know, like we have a kids panel in the morning.
Yeah.
We ask the kids. I think presidents and leaders of the world should have a kids panel, and they should have kids like you on it. Honestly. Because you're honest about things. And you're upfront about things. What did you think of my daaglikse denkie keuse? I know you're English. You probably don't have a massive range of Afrikaans music knowledge. But it was a nice song, right?
Yes.
It was a classic.
I don't know a lot of Afrikaans, but I do know a little bit. But that was cool.
That was cool, hey? Do you have Afrikaans friends?
I've got two in my complex, but we don't play a lot.
Okay. Now listen. If you were Donald Trump, I'm going to get right into the tough questions, Cassidy. I'm going to get right into the tough questions this morning. If you were Donald Trump for a day, in other words, you were the leader of the free world, you were the leader of America, the USA, what is the first thing you change?
I would replace him and help the poor people of South Africa and all the tough countries.
Yes.
And I would put a lot of charities in for the rhinos and all the animals.
That's fantastic. Mm. I love it already. Would you tweet as much as he does?
I prefer Instagram.
I love what you're saying, Cassidy. I love it. And I imagine Donald Trump rather Instagramming than tweeting. Already the world is a better place, right?
Don't spoil Instagram.
Cassidy, tell me, what kind of music do you like? What's your favorite band?
I like Depeche Mode.
You and I are going to get along, hey? Oh, we're going to get along. I love myself a bit of Depeche Mode. Man, that's a good answer. Why is Kim Kardashian famous?
I'm asking. Because she has a big butt.
Well, there you go. Liesel, you wanted to know why is Kim Kardashian famous?
There it is.
Why were you a fan of Kim Kardashian, Liesel? Is you must a big fan. You and no?
No.
Who
why?
Was it? Was it Alma? No?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely a Kim Kardashian fan.
Are you a Kardashian fan?
Jy het nou reg deur my gesien.
Now I know why I was such a big Kim Kardashian fan. Okay, so listen, you live in Johannesburg, right?
Yes.
You go to school in Joburg as well?
Yes.
Do you spend a lot of time in the traffic?
Not really, because I wake up quite early. Mm. And we try and get out the house before 6:30.
Okay, now I want you to think about it so long, because I have to ask you a traffic-related question. Because in Gauteng, there's a bit of a problem with the traffic in the mornings. More questions for Cassidy coming up, 084-850-0942. I really didn't know about Kim Kardashian. Now I do, though.
Start your day with Martin Bester. Roll out of bed
in the morning. Als hij Martin in Spanje liet een great show, ik luister het elke ochtend. Briljant.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM. It's time to get up. Get up, get up. Wake up in the morning with Martin Bester.
You enjoy that song, by the way. I saw you singing along, so it's a good choice, right?
Yes.
Camila Cabello. Do you generally like the music on the show? Are you okay with it?
I love the music.
Good. Do you love animals, hey?
I don't love animals. I'm overwhelmed with animals. I love them to bits.
No, it's the best ever. What's your favorite animal?
For pets, I like dogs. But for a wild animal, definitely an elephant.
Elephants.
Yes.
Amazing, gracious creatures. Alma has got a problem with her cat at home. It's unruly. So she got a cat whisperer in. Did you know that there's such a thing?
I don't believe in cat whisperers and that. I believe that they speak to you through the ways they walk and the way they love you and things like that.
Or the way they don't love you and then they wee on your clothes.
What do you think it means, though? I think I'm not a cat whisperer, but I don't think that Alma's cat likes her very much. Why do you think that is? Why does Alma's cat not like her?
Are you giving her enough attention?
Yes.
Are you giving her too much attention, maybe? I'm just going to park it there. I'm just going to park it there, hey? Alma does like a bit of a chatter. I mean, it's been noted. I was just going to throw something at me.
Cassidy?
I'm asking Cassidy.
Don't let Martin ruin you and turn you into...
But I love Martin.
Oh. Thank you. You see, Liesl.
Yeah,
Cassidy, okay. You know what? We've got a problem with traffic in Gauteng. As you can tell, look at that. The N1 is already standing still here past our... adults can't get it right. You think to yourself, adults are so amazing and they're so educated. But look at them. They sit every morning for hours in the same traffic and they can't really do anything about it. Okay, so if you had to take over the traffic and you had a big PA system and you can talk to the motorists, well, let's call it radio. How would you change it? How would you make traffic better?
Well, everyone must just drive carefully and at the right speed. And some people, yes, I know they're learners and they drive a bit slow. But you can pick up the pace. You won't die. Don't worry. There's still people there looking after you. But also the bad thing about it, the N1 is a terrible highway for me to think, because whenever my dad goes to Benoni to see my stepmom, there's always a car crash. It's like he calls people to have a car crash.
Your dad. So basically it's your dad and those learner drivers. I couldn't have pointed it out better.
Yep.
It's like, we know you're a learner driver. Hey, you've got the big red L in your window, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Or move over.
Hey? Lapa side.
Yeah. This side's for us who don't have the red L. Mm. And then, no, very good. I'm glad I asked. Here's your next question.
Hi, Cassidy. You're speaking to Glenda. I know you're under 18. You've never been to a casino. But please tell Martin that I'm 100% sure that the secret sound is... that spinning wheel on a roulette table in a casino.
A nice try, lady. Nice try. People will do anything, Cassidy. People will do anything to get to that secret zone.
Morning, Jacaranda FM, and morning, Cassidy. If there's one thing that you could change about the women in the world, what would it be?
Wow. That's a hard question. There's one thing you would change within women in the world that women can do differently. Or two women, what would that be?
That's a hard question. Thanks.
I would say that's a hard question.
What's
the one thing you change for women?
For women. They get higher money in their business, because men would get about 80 grand for things, and then for accounting, you like my mom, she would get about 20 grand and over, but it's very unfair that they have to get 16 grand and work very hard for what she does. And my mom is a very good accountant that I know. I'm not good at math, so I don't know accounting, but I do know that she's an excellent accountant.
And she deserves more.
Yes.
At least equal to men.
Yes.
All right, there you have it.
Equal pay.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Final round of Ask Cassidy on the show this morning, representing the kids of breakfast. Are you ready for your final round?
Yes.
Now, as much as we love hearing from you in the mornings, we also love hearing from from Warren. He's got a question for you.
Breakfast pan. Warren hier van Easter is. Nou wil jy hê ek moet die Queen's language nou uithaal. So kom ek probeer. Cassidy, I have one question for you here. Jacob Zuma, do you think he should go to jail or are the people too harsh on him?
That's an easy one. Go to jail.
Wow. Don't pass. Don't stop for 200 rand. Just there you go. Thank you, Warren. Here's another one.
Hi, Cassidy. I just want to ask you, since we are talking about Kim Kardashian's big bum, what do you think about people having all these crazy plastic surgery procedures done to themselves?
Ooh, good question.
Well, it's not really my opinion on their body and all that, even though I judged Kim Kardashian. Oh, well. But I think they're really ruining their body and they're really ashamed of what they are. And I don't think they should be ashamed because everyone's unique in their own way.
If you had to look at all of us here in studio, who do you think has had work done?
Martin.
Oh, yeah! Cassidy for
you made Liesl's morning.
You're wrong. I never have. I am thinking about a bit of an injection here and there, but I haven't. All right, final question, Cassidy. You ready?
Hi, Cassidy is 11 and 6 years old. Are we gonna run Jacaranda one day?
Oh, sweet man.
Sweet man. Are you going to run Jacaranda one day?
I think so.
You think so?
Because it's a really cool job and I'm having an excellent experience at the moment.
Woohoo!
Do you want to present the next song? It's one of your favorites. You asked for it. It's Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence.
Yes.
So do me a favor and do your best presenting job and introduce the song for us. And I'm going to play it. I'm going to push the button. You just present it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence.
Do a time check while you're at it. Like, tell people what time it is.
19 minutes past 7.
And what station is this?
Jacaranda FM!
Cassidy, it was so awesome hanging with you. Thanks for joining us on Breakfast. Come back again. Keep phoning. Keep your comments coming. Keep answering questions for us. Keep up the great work. Cassidy, everybody! Woo!